Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, you're going to want to see this. Donald Trump just got visibly confused multiple times during the cabinet meeting that he was running. He doesn't seem to know which country we're currently at war with. He doesn't seem to understand the timeline of the war. He doesn't seem to know where he is at moments like this. I was just making a video about Donald Trump's clear cognitive decline over the past few years. He speaks slower, he stutters more, he messes things up. He's barely sleeping at night because he's manically posting, but then he's sleeping during the day during cabinet meetings, as he does in this one, which I'll show you in just one moment. And it's getting incredibly terrifying, actually. Every single time Donald Trump confuses one world leader with another, or confuses an entire country we're at war with a different country, it doesn't instill much confidence that this is an administration who is going to be able to find an off-ramp, restore the economy, restore the dignity of the American people and the American soul. I mean, it's all such a mess. I just want to start off with this video that perfectly encapsulates the mess. In this video, Donald Trump appears to confuse Venezuela with Iran. He's confusing countries he's gone to war with. In the same way, he one time confused his ex-wife for a separate ex-wife in one of his interviews, if you remember this. Like, this guy does not have any attachment to reality at this point. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the videos we make. I appreciate each and every single one of you. I've been meeting some amazing folks out in public just walking around. So thank you all for the support. Let's just start right here.
$1,000. The stock market has set 68 all-time record highs since the election. So 68 days, we hit all-time highs. We're right there now. And the average 401k, and that's despite the conflict. I don't call it a war, I call it a conflict. Despite the conflict with Venezuela, who no longer has a Navy, no longer has an Air Force, no longer has a lot of people that were leading the country into...
Dude, he's just using the same exact script that he always uses, running through the same talking points, but his brain is glitching so much that he can't even get the country we're at war with correct. Imagine going to war with so many countries during your term as the no-new-war president that you can't even keep track of the wars. Good job, MAGA.
Very bad places. Their leadership is gone. Their second-rung leadership is gone. And we're dealing with their third, half of their third, because half of their third is gone, too.
The reality is... Yeah, what does he mean half of their third is gone? The reality is, he wanted Iran to be the same as Venezuela, where you chop off the head and the rest of the body falls in line, where, you know, you take out the leader and the regime falls in line. He kind of got away with it in Venezuela, but in Iran, the IRGC and the regime surrounding is not the same as Venezuela in any way. He got bad advice from Netanyahu, and he's a bad decision maker. Here is Donald Trump once again getting confused on Iran. He starts to say, Iran thought they were going to outweigh me because of the midterms. Well, guess what? What happened last night is a preview of the midterms. What's wrong with that? Can you guys point out what's wrong with that? Well, the primary he's talking about last night was the Texas Republican Senate primary. It was two Republicans going head-to-head, and Donald Trump was claiming that is a prelude for the midterms? Bro, what are you talking about?
It has no value. Their whole economic system is broken down. They thought they were going to outweigh me, you know. We'll outweigh him. He's got the midterms. I don't care about the midterms. Look what happened last night. That was the prelude to the midterms. People understand it. They know that, very simple, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I'm doing that for the world. I'm not doing it just for us.
He is so incredibly confused. How does the president of the United States not understand how the primary system works? Look at Marco Rubio looks miserable over here. He's like a zombie who barely slept. Pete Hegseth looks like he's straight out of central casting over here, just like pulled out of a movie where he's supposed to be the Secretary of Defense, but is not equipped whatsoever. And Trump does not know where he is. He then goes on to threaten to blow up Oman. Someone in the comments says, Trump is like an adult version of Prince Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Number one, that's true. Number two, it doesn't instill much confidence in our president when he doesn't even know which country we're at war with, then he's threatening to blow up another country. If we're at war with Venezuela, why are we going to war with Oman? It's not even in the same part of the world, buddy.
On the Strait of Hormuz, Mr. President, Iran wants control of the Strait of Hormuz. Would you accept a short-term deal that allows Iran and Oman to control the Strait? And would they have to open it immediately, or would you be open to that happening over a period of time?
No, the Strait's going to be open to everybody. It's,
and who would control
it? It's international waters. Nobody's going to control it. We're going to watch over it. We'll watch over it, but nobody's going to control it. That's part of the negotiation that we have. They would like to control it. Nobody's going to control it. It's international waters, and Oman will behave just like everybody else, so we'll have to blow them up. They understand that. They'll be fine.
Bro, he's threatening to blow up even more countries. Donald Trump then does this thing where he says Iran very much wants to make a deal. Iran is begging to make a deal. Then in the next breath, he threatens to blow Iran up again. So we've got a madman president who barely knows where he is falling asleep during meetings, as I'll show you in one moment, and is threatening to blow up every country around him. In one breath, our madman president will say that we're on the verge of ending this war, that the war is almost over and that we've been making progress, that Iran has no cards. In the next breath, our madman president will say that we had to strike. We have to keep this war going. It's all absurd.
We're doing really equally as well with, but again, people don't want to write about it, with Iran. Iran is very much intent. They want very much to make a deal. So far, they haven't gotten there. We're not satisfied with it, but we will be. We will be either that or we'll have to just finish the job. But their Navy is gone, as I've said 1,000 times. Their Navy is gone. Their Air Force is gone. Everything's gone, and they're negotiating on fumes. But we'll see what happens. Maybe we have to go back and finish it. Maybe we don't. Right now, I mean, you can speak to Steve Witkoff and Jared. They're doing a good job. But right now, I think it looks like they want to just make a deal. They want to. I don't think they have a choice. They're just going back to the internet because they're getting clobbered. Their economy is in free fall.
One of the most true things that Donald Trump said throughout this entire presser so far is the clip where he says, Iran thought they would outweigh me. Now, he then goes on to say some really dumb shit about the midterms and the primaries, of course, but he's right about Iran. Iran is waging asymmetric warfare. There was a headline a few weeks back that said, Trump looking to wind down war. Iran says it can go for 5 more months. That is the exact game that's being played right here. A CIA report says that Iran has about 4 or 5 more months left of the strait and this pressure before their economy straight up fully collapses. The United States cannot last 4 to 5 more months in this exact position. So we are the ones who actually have the weaker cards. That's the reality here. It's not that Iran has a stronger military than us. They don't have a stronger military than us. That's not the reality of it. We actually did destroy their conventional navy, but they have a secondary navy called the IRGC Navy, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy. That navy has small boats, mines, drones, missiles, things that they can use to close the strait. And that is what they are using to basically gain leverage over the entire region, therefore over the entire world. And that is how they are stringing out these negotiations. So Trump was right when he said that. But then in this clip, he just said we might have to go back in and finish the job. So he's constantly threatening to escalate. And while we're going to war with other countries, guess what? Pete Hegseth announces that the number of National Guard troops deployed to D.C. will surge this summer. Once again, Donald Trump going to war with his own citizens. He posted a meme one time. It's not even a meme, but he posted a photo one time that was AI of helicopters flying over Chicago and dropping bombs with fire. And it said, the Department of War will be coming to Chicago soon, literally going to war with his own citizens. I'll never forget this image burned into my brain. Oh my God, it was even worse than I remembered. I love the smell of deportations in the morning. Chicago about to find out why it's called the Department of War. And there's literally like Black Hawk helicopters over a burning Chicago where I live and work. What the actual hell? Here's Pete Hegseth.
We have the National Guard, and we're going to keep them. You know, I want to, by the way, just in case I mention, keep them. Okay. And don't lower the number either.
Absolutely.
Somebody said, oh, are there less? I said, I hope not, but don't lower the number if you don't mind, okay?
We're going to surge this summer, too. Yeah.
They look great. You know what? They give people, we took out 5,000 criminals, hardcore criminals. By the way, 90% of the crime is calculated. They count 2% of the people do 90% of the government. That's a great number. We have the National Guard.
He's just ranting and raving at this point. If the crime was, you know, completely obliterated, why do we have to go back in with the National Guard? In the same way that if the nuclear facilities were completely obliterated, why do we have to continue going back in? It's almost like he's lying about the state of these things. Here is Donald Trump referring to Pete Hegseth as central casting. Hey, I said the same thing earlier.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio, another one. I mean, we have great people. And the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, central casting. He loves war. I don't know. He's a good man, Ellen.
He loves war. Man, way to throw Pete Hegseth under the bus while you guys are engaged in a very unpopular war. Let's see who gets the first chance to gargle Donald Trump here in this meeting. It looks like J.D. Vance is the first person who gets a chance to speak.
First of all, thank you for your leadership, sir, and for making it possible. I often find in the Fraud Task Force that there sometimes are barriers that we need to break down, agencies that need to coordinate, and I'll come to the president and say, Mr. President, I need your permission to do, he'll say, for what, for the Fraud Task Force, and he'll cut me off and say, yes, go do it. So the fact that we have dedicated presidential leadership is really what's made this possible, because it does require... we've got great people around the table, but sometimes...
Sorry, I'm just sick of their shit today. The Republicans are constantly going on TV, going on camera, and lying to the faces of the American people. So when we all have to sit here day in and day out and listen to these Trump supporters lie about the state of our country on TV, just give us a break.
Sometimes these agencies don't know how to work together at the lower level, and that's one of the things we've had to turn on and force with the Fraud Task Force. So
I don't want to hear anybody in this administration talk about fraud when we are giving billions of dollars to January Sixers in restitution. We are taking away billions of dollars in restitution of people who actually deserve it. Donald Trump literally destroyed the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which protected citizens from fraud, from fraudulent banks like Wells Fargo, which was caught lying to its bank goers about interest rates, about credit card rates, just lying, right? It's absolutely despicable that they're trying to act like they're not a fraudulent administration. Donald Trump has made 3,000 trades in the first two quarters of this year. It's absurd. Here's Marco Rubio then putting Trump to sleep. They're going to say that he was just blinking, but it's very clear what's actually happening here.
Venezuela, that process continues, that three-phase process, you know, of stabilization, recovery, and transition. I would just say, just since January 3rd of this year, okay, and I think this number's right, and Chris or Doug can correct me on this, but I think over 10 million barrels of Venezuelan oil have been... On Venezuela, that process...
I mean, Donald Trump is already just sleeping. This is one of those infamous 20-second blinks that they talk about, but I don't think it's a 20-second blink. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump stays up all night on Truth Social, and then begins to nod off during meetings. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.